the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN.
Make your stand. Take it easy.
And of course, it's Take It Easy by the Eagles. Glenn Frey was only 67 years old, co-founder and guitarist for the Eagles. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I am not a fan of the Eagles, as you know, Esmeralda.
Yes.
Yeah, not a fan, but there's no denying the impact that the band made. It's just not my cup of tea. And the fact that Glenn Frey was, was a monster, huge artist. And a lot of people love the Eagles and love what Glenn Frey did. He was only 67 years old.
Right. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. He died Monday in New York. In November, the Eagles canceled their scheduled appearances at the Kennedy Center Honors in December when the band announced that Frey's intestinal issues would require major surgery and a lengthy recovery period. The Eagles sold more than 120 million records. They were one of the most dominant bands of the 70s with hits like Take It Easy, Tequila Sunrise, Lion Eyes, Take It to the Limit, Best of My Love, New Kid in Town, and Heartache Tonight, most of which were co-written by Frey and Don Henley. He was born in 1948 in Detroit. One of the first hits he ever played on was Ramblin' Gamblin' Man with Bob Seger. It was one of the first songs he ever played on. And then, the Eagles became the Eagles. So it's a really sad, really, really sad and tragic that continues to add to the list of insane, talented artists who have died over the past couple of weeks. It's like it started with Lemmy, and musicians are dying, actors are dying. First of all, for horror film fans, an icon passed away last week. Angus Grimm died, Dan Haggerty died, Alan Rickman died, Lemmy died, David Bowie, for God's sake, and now Glenn Frey. And I guess they're going to jam in heaven together, but Dale Griffin, who was the drummer for Mott the Hoople and played with David Bowie, he died, and he was only 67, and he was battling Alzheimer's. So he died from Alzheimer's, and he's from England, and he played with Bowie. He played with Mott the Hoople. The group scored their biggest hit, though, with All the Young Dudes, and that was written and produced by David Bowie. So it's really sad, man. Dale Griffin passed away. Dale Griffin passed away. Mott the Hoople, only 67, and Glenn Frey from the Eagles passed away, only 67. I saw the Eagles one time. And it was at the World Series of Rock. I want to say it was 1978 or 77. It was at Comiskey, the old Comiskey, obviously. So it was at Comiskey Park, and we went because I don't like the Eagles, but we went because Steve Miller was on the bill, and I love Steve Miller. So it was like five bands. It was like the World Series of Rock at Comiskey. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was Steve Miller, who was awesome. And then my dad and I, about four songs into the Eagles, went, we're going to go. And we left. But Pablo Cruz was on the bill.
Oh, boy.
You remember Pablo Cruz?
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Sort no.
Love will find a way.
Oh, man.
You remember Love Will Find a Way, Dan?
Nope.
By Pablo Cruz? Come on, man. Pablo Cruz.
Who else is there?
I can't remember.
Oh, come on.
I think maybe Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush might have been there. Not Rush.
No, I wouldn't assume.
This is it. Here.
This is Pablo Cruz.
Pablo Cruz.
So now they seem like all these bands are... I'm going to cruise in my car with the top down.
That's yacht rock.
There you go.
It is the yacht rock thing. It kind of falls under that yacht rock thing. This was Steve Miller, though. But Steve Miller, I when I was like 12 or 13, when I went to this show, I loved Steve Miller. I have since realized that Steve Miller is ridiculous. I still like some of his music. I have like a soft spot in my heart for some of it. But he's ridiculous. Steve Miller's ridiculous.
Right. When that Abracadabra song
came
out?
I want to reach out and grab ya. He's responsible for some of the dumbest rhymes in music history, the worst of which is they Take the Money and Run. They went down to El Paso, ran into a great big hasso.
I think they all have something like that, right?
All of what?
that kind of a silly rhyme in there.
Yeah, well, that whole thing, it's like taxes and faxes, just wants to know what the fax is. Went down to taxes or had taxes, they want to know what the fax is.
I'm assuming it's like, how is the weather in that turtle song?
What do you, wait,
the me.
Happy Together?
Yeah, and it just at one point goes, how is the weather? It's like, what?
He's concerned about the weather.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, where does that come from? Such a nice song, and then how is the weather? All right.
He wants to know if it's sunny. He wants to have a nice, lovely stroll in the middle of the boulevard with his woman and wants to make sure that it's a nice, sunny day.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, no, it's a good song, but it always gets me every time.
How is the
weather?
How is the weather?
What?
No, it rhymes with together.
I know, but there's nothing else.
But, you know, the word hassle, it does not rhyme with El Paso.
Yeah, no. I don't know what a hasso is.
Well, they ran into one.
And Steve Miller. And Steve Miller talk.
Steve Miller talk. There's a sketch for SNL right there, man.
Well, what's the other one? He's a joker.
He's a smoker. He's a midnight toker.
What is that? I mean, I
toke,
know what that
toke,
is, but
reefer.
Midnight.
At night. At midnight, he blows
only
weed.
At midnight,
he blows weed. That's
only
what.
Then.
How about I want to shake your tree. I really
right.
like your peaches. Want to shake your tree.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, it does?
Well, I
wait really, a minute, it does?
You know why? Because I think of that song. I think of that song, Peaches and Cream, by, who is it? Like an early 90s band.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's the only reason.
Okay.
Are you thinking of the Presidents of the United States?
No. No. There's that
song,
Peaches and Cream.
Oh, Millions of Peaches.
No, not that one.
No, that song rules.
I want to say it's D12.
D12?
Peaches and Cream.
Okay. Is that
which I can't describe what peaches and cream
is. Is that
means,
the button you play on the jukebox to play it? Is that why you say it's
no,
D12?
It's a band.
Oh, no, 112. You're right.
112. Okay.
Right. D12 was the Eminem supergroup, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
My all mistake. Right.
Do we have to break?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay. I don't
you
even
don't
know
keep
what's
this going
on anymore. Yeah. We can keep it going. You and I, we'll
figure
head
out
right
silly
now.
Rhymes.
We'll go to the we'll go to Char Village and figure this all out. Over a glass of Lelaine juice. Okay. We'll be right back.